wholesale pricing.
The presidential apology, but what's the fallout still on this story as she mulls over whether or not she'll go back to the USDA? What a tug of war. Even here on America Tonight, an avalanche of emails in the last couple of days over this race story, because that's what it is. It's about, ultimately, the core of it is discrimination, race, and the NAACP, and your point of view on the things that were said and how it was manipulated or how it wasn't manipulated. In the meantime, oh my goodness, we have some wild weather on the Gulf Coast. We're going to dive into that right from the get-go. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. America Tonight's the name of this show. If you've just tuned in, you were listening to Space Stuff Down the Dial. Glad that you're here. Stay locked and loaded for a while because it's water cooler buzz at its best. Left, right, and somewhere in between. Doesn't matter what your stripes are. Just remember, you have a say in this. It's about the conversation, my friends. So keep this number handy. I'm going to throw out my digits right here at the top. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's talk about the spill crews who were working fast and furiously during the day. And why? Because this is hurricane season. That was part of the concern with the whole oil spill thing in the first place. And tropical storm Bonnie, which could turn into a hurricane, although it's not looking like that right now, has shut things down, so to speak. Here's the Interior Secretary on the weather, Ken Salazar.
The weather patterns that we are seeing may have some interruption in terms of getting to the ultimate solution here. We see the light at the end of the tunnel. There is a shut-in that has occurred of the well, and the monitoring that we have required of BP is showing that it is holding.
All right, poor Ken Salazar. He couldn't get it out. Actually, no, it's just funny how that happens. But the thing with Salazar is this. To me, he's been the biggest blight on the whole deal because he shouldn't have his job still. I mean, he didn't cause the spill, no. But because of the lax behavior of Salazar's troops, I'm going to call them troops, who could have probably done a few things that might have made a difference in the spill. He's a guy who shouldn't even be around anyway. But what he's saying is true. It is about the weather and fending off this tropical storm, Bonnie, which started to spring up over the Bahamas, go into the Gulf of Mexico by the weekend, and could delay by another 12 days the push to plug up, ultimately, that broken, glorious well that we've all come to know as part of the Deepwater Horizon problem in the first place that happened back on April 20th. And it's like a nightmare we'd all like to forget. So the idea of using the mud and the cement and getting the relief wells in there, it's just another pushback, could mean the end of August. So even if it's not a direct hit, the rough weather plays havoc with this. Of course it does. It pushes us back by a couple of weeks on ending this crazy story that unfolded back in the spring and continues through the summer. So here's what's happened. Let me update you on this. The Coast Guard Admiral, who I think's done the best job of everybody, Thad Allen, orders that everybody move. Get all of the boats, the skimmers, the whole thing off of the spill site, including the rig that's drilling the relief tunnels. The engineers are trying to use to permanently throttle the crude oil near the bottom of the well. Some of the vessels, some of the smaller or even some of the bigger ships might be out there, but knowing that this is going to stymie things, most of them are leaving. It's interesting. A week of measurements through cameras and other things that were used to measure convinced the admiral, the retired admiral, that they don't need to open vents to relieve pressure on the cap, which engineers worried might contribute to the leaks underground, an even bigger blowout. So the cap was attached a week ago, and only minor leaks have been detected. That's the beautiful thing about this whole deal, is it's only minor leaks. Now, the wind so far, 39 miles an hour or so at the spill site by early Saturday, and that's why you got to start moving people out, because you don't know where it's going to end up. The Louisiana Governor, Bobby Jindal, says he expects the local leaders in the coastal parishes to call for the evacuation of the low-lying areas, too. Because you don't need it to get worse. I mean, at the spill site, the water doesn't look thick with gooey tar anymore, but the oil's still there beneath the surface. So this is just a little bit of a temporary setback, not much you can do about Mother Nature. And this was one of the concerns in the first place. And at least the temporary cap's there. It holds. It fends off the bigger disaster, you know, that all is good anyway. So, unfortunately, it's all about timing, my friends. It's in everything about timing. You know, the spill could cost, they say, about $22 billion in tourist money. It's such an elusive thing because you have no way to know. I mean, the mom-and-pop stores that line this coastal areas, whether it's in Alabama or Mississippi or Louisiana, they know pretty much what to expect when tourists roll in. You know, they can go back and they can look at last year and the year before that and the year before that. But it's a wild card. I mean, it's a wild card. There's no way to definitely say, okay, here's the bill for what it's going to cost us. I mean, the economics of it. It is absolutely a crisis on tourism. It's interesting, too, because the president and his wife and two little girls are going to take a break, and they're going to take a break. Where are they going to do that? They're going to do it in the Gulf Coast area to prove the point that, hey, it's okay. There's places to go. You can go here. But you can't rewind the clock when it comes to what the effect has been on travel. And the effect on travel, that's a pretty high number. In fact, travel industry leaders, I'll call them, or different organizations, are asking for $500 million at least in emergency marketing funds, that they need that. You know, the perception is that the oil's there, that it's impacted some of the beaches, and there are other places to go. So when money's so tight, why would I drag my family down to a beach that we like and used to be beautiful, but we're a little concerned about what it's going to look like by the time, you know, we get there in August, right before the kids go back to school, and it's pretty much been that way. So, you know, you've got the loss of the oil drilling jobs. You've got the tourism lost. There's a lot of ways to look at this of where you could possibly measure it. But what I would say is you cannot put a definite number on this thing, the bucks on this. You can't do it. You can take a swack at it. But other than that, there's no definite hardcore number. For people who are very black and white, that's hard to wrap their brains around, that there isn't an exact number that they can quote. But I don't think you can ever come up with that. Because from store to store, from restaurant to restaurant, from area to area, it's going to be different. Nevertheless, the key of telling you this is Gulf Coast tourism is suffering big, big time, as many plans have been turned around, no question about it. All right, coming up a little bit later on America Tonight, we'll talk more about the USDA employee resigning over statements about the white farmer, then the fallout that's happened since then, including a presidential apology. But before we get to that next, how about your security with Robert Siciliano? Stay with us. You don't want to miss it.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So Facebook hits the 500 million mark, but what does that mean as far as the information is concerned that people put on Facebook, security-wise, social networking sites? Who better to talk to than one of my faves, Robert Siciliano? I mean, the guy just keeps getting bigger. Every time I turn around, I see him somewhere. So we're always happy to have him on America Tonight. He is definitely a security expert. He's a security consultant now also for McAfee and Intellius, of course, we know. He's also involved with them, too. He's a security and a security consultant, rather, for them, too. And he's the founder of IDTheftSecurity.com. How does the guy have time to do anything? Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
See, that's good. That means people, you've just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger because you know your stuff. You have to feel pretty good about that.
Well, you know, this is one of those issues that unfortunately, personal security is an ongoing need. It's a necessity. People don't quite understand what their rights or even their responsibilities are to protect themselves. And, you know, the bad guy, he doesn't care. He just keeps ticking away and claiming his next victim. And, you as an individual need to know what to do. And my job is to inform you of that.
Okay, so the social networking sites, like I just mentioned, Facebook hits their milestone. But there's been problems along the way and people have had information compromised. What are some of the key things you got to watch out for if you decide you're going to be part of these social networking things?
So here's how you have to look at it. Facebook, in and of itself, isn't a bad thing. But what's happening is, people don't understand what the risks are. For example, the bad guy uses your social media to crack the code. And what that means is that they get your kids' names, pets' names, birth dates, your wife's or your mother's maiden name, and they use that information to answer the qualifying questions that you answered when you filled out the application for online banking or for even that email program. So, for example, when you go to reset a password because you forgot your password, often they will say, okay, so what is this and what is that? And you answer all these different questions. The answers to those questions are often in social media. And that said, you have to recognize that this happens and that you have to essentially, A, don't forget your passwords, you're not resetting them. B, don't give away the ship when you are on social media. Like, I don't have kids' names in my social media. I don't have pets' names or birth dates or, you know, all this information that could be used to crack the code to answer those qualifying questions.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Especially, I didn't realize that about resetting the passwords. And I think, Robert, that happens to a lot of people, and they just don't have them written down anywhere. They assume it's something they're going to remember. They use it over and over again. Is there also something to making it too simple, making it too easy for people to come up with it? Because there is that information floating around. If you make it an obvious password, it'd be easy to crack the code.
Well, absolutely. See, you know, it wasn't too long ago that we solely relied on our mother's maiden name as a recognized password. Even still today, credit card companies, certain banks, I was just asked for it just today, as a matter of fact, by a company in regards to answering a qualifying question for something. And you would think that, you know, they would move away from these, you know, common questions because, you know, the answers out there, you know, if you're friends with your mom on Facebook, then there's the answer to her. You know, there you go. So just you know that this is going on. Just make sure that you're not providing enough data, and maybe even shift it up. Like, you know, if they ask for a mother's maiden name, give a different name. Give like your mom's middle name, let's say, or give your dad's middle name opposed to your mom's maiden name. So, you know, you know, kind of be a little more creative today because the bad guy's being creative too.
I was talking about you coming on the show, and I got a note from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, Texas. He's big on asking questions of guests that come on, and he wanted me to ask you, how do you protect, you know, pretty much your personal computer? How do you protect that from identity theft? What is it that you need to do to put what he called a security fence around the computer? What are the key things you have to do?
Well, thanks for that question. Certainly, there is what you can do and what you should do is make sure that the PC itself has its most updated operating system. So if you're functioning, let's say, in a Windows environment, Windows has security patches, critical security patches, and you get them through Windows Update. So your operating system should be updated with its most recent critical security patches. If it's Windows XP, it's security patch SP3, which is essentially Service Pack 3. If it's Vista, you should have at least Service Pack 1. If it's Windows 7, Service Pack 1 is in beta, but it's on its way. So these security patches are updates to the operating system that essentially update the flaws or holes in the operating system that Microsoft might have found out as a result of, you know, bad guys cracking it. And then, of course, having antivirus. And as you know, I work with McAfee, so updating your antivirus, making sure that it's set to download automatically your updates so that you're not doing this stuff manually. If you do it manually, people don't do well with manual. They forget, and they go weeks and months, and you're not protected. So have your antivirus set up automatically. And basic stuff like making sure your wireless connection to the Internet is also secured. If you have a Wi-Fi connection at home or your office, make sure it has a network key. A network key means that it requires a password to get in opposed to, you know, it just being open to everybody else, because unprotected wireless networks can often allow someone to get onto your network and they can actually see your files. And that's never a good thing. So basic stuff, viruses, wireless connection, protect your wireless connections, and of course, run antivirus. Firewalls, two-way firewalls are always important. Monitoring data coming in and going out. That's what a firewall does, is it makes sure that all those ports, there's like 65,000 ports in your PC, and they all require a certain amount of attention. And that's what a firewall does, is it manages those ports and makes sure that bad guy's not getting in. So it's just, you know, it's all basic stuff, and of course, you know, having administrative passwords so that nobody can just log into your PC at home or your office, you know, because you walk away from it. You want to make sure it times out or it locks down so that you're cleaner or your contractor or even your babysitter. Your kid's babysitter can't just log into your PC when you walk away, because obviously they can go somewhere on the web and they can get you in trouble. And then, you know, knowing all the different scams, phishing, you know, you receive an email, looks like it's coming from your bank, PayPal, AOL, not clicking on links in the body of emails. Obviously, you have to be aware of that stuff. And, you know, and then again, on social media, making sure you lock that thing down and that you're not responding to people who, you know, there's a whole phishing scam going on right now on Facebook where they're acting as if they've lost their wallet and they're in the UK and they need your help and they want you to wire them $2,000. And it's like, it's just amazing how people fall for these scams. But just be aware of what's going on, be conscious of it, and, you know, don't get hooked by the next bad guy.
Yeah, well said. Robert, always a pleasure to have you on the show. If people want to know more, they can go to Intellius.com, correct?
That would be great. And also for identity theft protection, see me online at McAfee.com. And McAfee has a new identity theft protection offering, and you can learn more at counteridentitytheft.com.
Counteridentitytheft.com. All right, Robert, thanks. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again down the line.
Thanks, dear.
All right, hopefully some of you got something out of this. I think he threw out a lot of really, really important things to remember, obvious things that sometimes people don't remember, and the whole idea of the simplistic thing of the virus catchers. I don't know how you can have a PC and not have one of those in place, because the automatic catch is, I think, what you need. He's right. You're not going to go in and get all that, especially now. It's just so crazy how out of control it is. And never, 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 ever, when you see a crazy email, anybody asking for money. I just got one of those on the America Tonight's website, somebody threw there, and they were talking, picked up on a name of somebody I knew, and they were asking for money, saying they were trapped. And, of course, I knew it was a scam automatically. I didn't even go there, because so often those things will pop up, and soliciting for money and whatnot, or as Robert mentioned, a good thing is when you've got it buried in the middle of the email too, be extremely suspicious of that, because now more than ever, identity theft is a very big deal. We know from our own listeners, Izzy in Missouri told us her horror story and how much money that cost her and how long it was to go through the whole process. And trust me, my friend, you don't want to be there. All right, so you're locked and loaded on America Tonight.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Reminder from me to you, if you're one of the people looking for a job and you're puffing up your resume, don't. Those days of getting the sweet gig because people were too lazy to check, they're far gone. I think that most of these big corporations anyway are checking things out. It was very, very crazy. Somebody texted me today about this story, I think right before it broke, but there is an Ohio Homeland Security official who tried to create liaisons with Arab American groups, and so he was heavily criticized from a lot of conservatives, of course. He's been fired from his job for failing to disclose previous employers on his employment app to the agency. This is a big deal. I know for sure, like Bank of America, they practically ask you to give blood at the door. Although, when you're a customer, if you don't have ID and you're from someplace else, no problem. But seriously, I mean, they want every address. You can't miss an address. They want every single job. You can't miss a job, even if you work there for 2 days. So in this case, it has to be a little bit similar with Homeland Security, as they've had some flubs along the way. So this guy didn't put down some of the places where he worked, even though he was told he had to do that, I guess. And he's been with the agency for a while, and he's had been assigned to connect with local groups, offer advice, collect some information, have coffee with them. I mean, seriously, be sort of the first line of defense against domestic terrorism. And the guy that I'm talking about is Omar Alamari. You might have heard his name. He testified before Congress on Ohio's efforts to really reach out to the community, and he was criticized massively by lots of different organizations like the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, and that is the largest Arab American civil rights group in the country. So he was lopped off 2 weeks ago, and it was sparked by an investigation that by JAWA report. And if you've never heard of it, what they are is they kind of are a weblog that compares Muslims to what they call JAWAs. And it contains a lot of satire, I guess, if this is a good way to put it, cartoonish kind of things of Islamic traditions and beliefs. And that's what the whole, that's how the whole thing was kind of tipped. Al-Amari, according to Ohio public safety records, left a gap of 6 years in his resume that he submitted to Homeland Security. Now, during those 6 years, he was a full-time humanities instructor at Columbus State Community College and yada yada, and he left after he's accused of having an affair with a student, which violated the school policy. He was also accused of giving false information to investigators looking into the discrepancies in his resume. He only put down work that he thought would be of interest to the new employees, what he's trying to say. And there was no evidence presented that he compromised security, at least, or committed any criminal acts. But it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? I just told you about Bank of America, for example, how they, no kidding, even if you were really qualified. And you know how that is. You might have had a couple of different jobs, and you might have to go back 10 years, and maybe you had a couple jobs that you had them for 6 months or something, and an address or two where you were bunking with some of your posse, or you moves into a new apartment, or you got a house, or whatever it is. But regardless, it doesn't matter. They will automatically bounce you. So this guy has these gaping holes, and yet, you know, it takes how long to discover this? And this is Homeland Security, and that's the angle I take on this. Forget all the other possibilities. But you look at this, and I think you just shake your head and say, I know there's people out there that you can find to take that job, even those who are trained, who speak Arabic, who can be involved in the community, who can be that first line of defense. I truly believe there could have been somebody else that they could have found. But instead, they don't even, it doesn't matter, they don't even go there because they don't check thoroughly enough on the resume. Ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous. Crazy. All right, as is customary with America Tonight, you know, we kind of zig and zag all over the place. And I thought that that story was of interest just because of the fact that it was Homeland Security and the fact that he slipped through the cracks. And now that more people really will catch you in those lies when you do have big gaping holes on the resume. Well, Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada, I guess he's probably going to dust off his resume, or he thought he was going to have to dust off his resume, but things are looking better for him. Sharon Engel, the Tea Party candidate that was gaining massive ground on Reid, has sort of slipped back, and that sort of has dropped back, like in the polls, 10, 15 points, because she's getting caught up in the politics of not knowing what how to handle herself, so they've really pulled back on her and kept a tighter lid on what she's saying, because she's gotten caught a few times in interviews where she's not sure of what her I don't want to say opinion, but not sure of what her stance is, I guess is the best way to put it, or some of the things that are happening. So that was a turned out to be kind of a blight on the Tea Party. They've, like I said, they've pulled her back because she's not aware of a lot of the issues, and she's gotten tied up in that, and it's helped Harry Reid. Before that, he really was looking around, sweating it out. Now he's thinking he might be able to avoid getting axed out of his Senate seat. So now Reid is really trying to play the bipartisan card, and Reid abandoned cap and trade because of the opposition. So on Thursday, he unveiled a narrow, more limited energy bill that has none of the stuff that C&T talk about, which means more taxes to all of us. I mean, taxes in the sense of ultimately what you could have to pay on electricity, which might go sky high. When you say to somebody, geez, do you think you could handle it if you had a 47% increase in your electricity? How many people are going to say absolutely? They're going to say no. I don't care how much money they have. Rich people don't want to pay more for their electricity either. So Reid says he has 60 votes for the scaled back version now, this energy bill. Though the details of the BP portion of the bill weren't clear. That's not clear. And the what they're calling the Homestar legislative component has Olympia Snow as a co-sponsor. And Reid said Republicans have supported some of the other provisions of his plan. So he's trying to reach out, which would help him theoretically in the midterm elections. And the cap and trade clause is the one. I mean, the whole cap and trade thing is the thing that is completely annihilating this legislation. Now, Senator John Kerry, who's worked on the whole climate change thing for about a year, I guess, says that the legislation he's proposed doesn't replace climate change or comprehensive energy legislation. You know, it's like the three-card Monty. Let's see, we've got under one cup comprehensive energy legislation. On the other, we have climate change, and now we have a dark horse, the Homestar legislative component we're going to throw in there just to confuse people a little bit more. And there's no doubt the GOP is not going to vote for any bill that prices carbon. They're not going to do it because you look at coal state, and coal state Democrats aren't going to do that either. They've got to be opposed to it, too. So for Reid, I think this is part of the push. Okay, if I can dump this, maybe I'll have something happen. Maybe there's a way to try to pass this sucker and I'll be able to get it through. I mean, cap and trade flat out, C&T is no way, is a no-go. There is absolutely no way that this truly benefits anybody. And there's no way that anybody who's having electricity pumped into their house really, really wants this. It's that in theory it sounds good, but what's the backup plan? There is no backup plan. And the cost is prohibitive. Every time we're talking about something, it's always about more, 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 and more. And it's just, it's to the point where it scares you to death because you think, okay, now you're telling us, or we know, we're not going to get Social Security if you're 20s, 30s, or 40s. So who's paying for all this? I mean, are we all going to live in the same rest home? Because we're going to need, they're going to have to put us out. I mean, put us out the pasture, literally. If you're somewhere in between, unless you've got really, really big bucks or some family inheritance or something that's going to be able to push you over the top. And who knows what those dollars are worth? Not to be alarming. I was thinking that the other day when I got the Social Security thing in the mail. You know how everybody gets them. It's like white paper that's got green on it and says, if you retire then, this is what you'll get. And if you retire then, this is what you'll get. And it's kind of scary to look at it, to look back at what you made, what was taken out, and ultimately what you can expect. I think pretty much anybody who falls in the middle range, you can expect, unless you win the lottery, have a great night in Vegas, or a long-lost relative bestows upon you a nice little chunk of change, we're going to be in the same boat. In other words, we're all going to be in the same boat. So we'll see. We'll see if energy goes through with a lightened version that doesn't at all touch cap and trade. When we come back, we're going to touch a real live wire, and that is what the president had to say about the Secretary of Agriculture and what's happened to one woman who was forced to resign. Hang with us.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow! down.
Stop standing in dirty bathwater. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You might have big plans for the weekend, and it might include a trip to the movies. We have our cheap movie review in our final hour here on ATN. Perhaps you're just kicking back and hanging out with the family, trying to keep cool wherever you are. We are in the dog days of summer, after all. Most places feeling the effects. Boy, in the Northeast, they have been socked with some horrible weather with that high humidity, where you walk to take out the trash, you know, you're pulling those cans to the curb and you're ready to keel over. Oof. I've heard some brutal stories, and we have a lot of people listening to America Tonight in Vermont and Connecticut. Connecticut especially had a rough time, just like New Jersey has, with weird weather, with the winds and awful, awful scorching temperatures. Speaking of scorching, I mean, this was a debacle from the very beginning. This Shirley Sherrod deal. She pretty much in the beginning of the week, if you're playing along, I'll update you on this. She pretty much in the beginning of the week pulls over to the side of the road, is forced to resign on her BlackBerry because of something she said at an NAACP banquet that was held in Georgia. So she was there at a banquet, and she spoke, and she told a story, and chopped up version of the story, like, you know, like soundbite, when you hear just a little bit of something. It was played on a website, on the conservative website, a very popular one, And on the Breitbart and on that website, you know, that it spawned from there. It got bigger and bigger and more people started to, and the story took on a life of its own and more people started to talk about it. So the Ag Secretary, Tom Vilsack, is the guy who's really being pushed under the bus. The president said that he's the guy who messed up in pushing out Sherrod over allegations of racism that later proved unsubstantiated. But he also said, he did an interview with ABC News, he also said, you know, the real culprit is the media. It's the media. Because we live in this media culture where something goes up on YouTube or a blog and everybody scrambles. Now, that's a great question for you, America. You know, you're listening to a talk show right now. You listen to other talk shows during the day. You know, where do you get a lot of your information? And blogging and YouTube, and that's, I mean, boom, it's immediate. It's that whole use of the internet deal. And anybody can scramble and get up a blog. He's right about that. Everybody then scrambles to follow the blog. But the thing of it is, a lot of times the blogs and the YouTubes, because somebody's at an event or somebody hears something or whatever, it really does become real. It really turns into something. It's like the National Enquirer, the butt of all newspapers. You know, have I ever picked one up? Never. Have I ever bought one? Never. Have I ever perused through one, probably sitting in an office somewhere, or giggled at the headlines when I was going through the checkout line? But I never picked it up. It's always aliens or so-and-so blew up, and so, you know, they have a horrible life in Beverly Hills or whatever crazy story about some celebrity. And we saw what happened with John Edwards. They had the lead on the story. And they were absolutely right, and the mainstream media didn't pick up on it. So now in this case, with this Shirley Sherrod, it did take on a life of its own, absolutely. But I would say this, anybody in public office, you can't go by whatever you're hearing in the media, and you have to have a thicker skin than that anyway. So, yeah, he definitely jumped the shark. He definitely jumped the gun, if you're old school and you like that expression, because they didn't look into it. Why wouldn't they listen to the whole thing? It's like when you pick up a newspaper and you see just the headline, and the headline is sexy and sizzling and sensational, and then you read the body of whatever the headline was, and it's not really, you know, the sizzles in the headline. It's not really what the headline said. It's the same thing with television news. It's about the tease, what the sports guy's saying, what the weather guy's saying, what the anchors are saying as they go in to break, whatever is they're telling you. Or during the night when you're watching some of your primetime shows and you'll have the little cut-ins where the anchor tells you that something exploded. Lexington on fire tonight. And really what it turns out is it's a fireworks display where something did catch on fire, but no big deal because the fire department was right there and they put it out. But boy, the video looked scary for 10 seconds. I mean, you get my drift. So in the case of what Obama's saying, I don't feel this. I don't feel these guys. I mean, what they need to do then is set out a memo and just remind everybody, okay, if something pops up on any kind of social networking site or you're asked by reporters XYZ, make sure you know the who, what, where, when, and why. Because that's your job. That's your job to know what they are. And then make your decision. And if you don't make the right decision, but you had all the facts, or you didn't think you made the right decision, but you had all the facts, that's one thing. But just get all the facts, whatever the facts are. I mean, this is nothing new. I don't think it's a media thing. It's like the telephone game. When somebody tells one story, you could be in a country club, you could be in a baseball game, and by the time it gets down to the bleachers or goes out to the bleachers, the story is a little bit different than what it was behind home plate. So here's the thing. For her part, Sherrod blamed the White House for overreacting to criticism. That's what she said. Whether the criticism is honest or not. And she says exactly what I'm saying. The administration is definitely, this is a black woman who just was forced to pull over and resign on a BlackBerry, whose father was murdered by a white guy in the town that she grew up when she was 17. You don't think she was walking around with some hard feelings, hardcore feelings? Of course she was. But that's not even part of this, except for that it was part of what she said in her speech at the banquet. But she's right. This administration is ridiculously sensitive to what the right is saying, to what the media is saying. I mean, it's, you know, hello. And, of course, people use sound bites. Of course, there's edited versions of things. That's it. I mean, this happens to the left. It happens to the right. It happens to the in-between spots. I mean, pick a publication, and I'm sure I could give you examples. So they need to forget that. I think the administration needs to go in a different direction. We have serious problems. And the who, what, where, when, and why, it's that simple. And then you make a decision. And if you make your informed decision, tough tiddlywinks if they don't like it. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Hey, Tom.
How are you doing tonight?
Great, buddy. How about you?
Well, this week has not been my stellar week, but I thought I'd tell you for the weekend.
What's on your mind?
I want to talk about Miss Sherrod or whatever the world her name is.
Sure.
Do you actually really think that a woman in her position would get up in front of a large audience and spout idiocy and condemn herself with discrimination talk when she knows that there's always a camera and there's always a microphone?
And the answer is no. I agree with you. No.
Exactly. Now then, let me ask you this, dear. Do you think a woman in her position would actually pull over to the side of the road and resign her position? I mean, that's ludicrous.
Well, no, I think she did because I think they were forcing her. So, in other words, it was like, listen, you got to get us your resignation. Get us your resignation. I think they were pounding her to resign. You screwed up. We want your resignation. So the point being is we want it right now. So that's what she felt like she had to do because of the badgering on the phone calls she was getting. So that's the point there. The point is that she felt like she was pressured.
I've listened to it for 3 days, and from the first time I heard it, I thought it was, let's say, a facade. The whole thing, I don't believe the whole thing. I don't believe any of it.
Really? So you think, well, how do you not, what part don't you believe? You think she's making up that she had to resign? Or I don't understand what part you don't believe.
Well, the part I don't believe is the part about the rest of the conversation that she was supposed to have had.
Oh.
I don't really think that all these people that are supposed to be so up on the news and ready to give you the truth up front, I don't believe they would just take a soundbite and not listen to that. I believe they would hear the whole thing, unless there was no whole thing until after the rumbling started.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point, Tom. In some cases, there weren't the whole thing was not posted until after the rumblings happened, until the earthquake was all over, and it was all over the blogs and whatnot. Tom, thanks for the call. Some good points. You can email me at americatonight.net.